Five Pennsylvania school board members fight for bathroom sanity. Glimmers of light shimmer in the darkness that has been spreading within public schools. The darkness is caused by a fog of science-denying ignorance imposed on school districts from within by teachers and administrators who view themselves as agents of social, political, and moral change, and from without by trans activists from organizations like the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, the ACLU, and Lambda Legal. The newest battle is taking place in Pine Richland High School in western Pennsylvania, where on September 12, 2016, five courageous school board members voted to establish policy requiring students to use either the restrooms that correspond to their biological sex, or a single-occupancy unisex restroom, or a single-occupancy restroom in the nurse's office. But these generous accommodations were not enough for three gender dysphoric students. Following the board decision, two boys who are pretending to be girls and one girl who is pretending to be a boy filed a federal discrimination lawsuit against the district, the superintendent, and the principal. One of the students, Jacob Ivanko, brother of America's Got Talent star Jackie Ivanko, who now goes by the name Juliet, claims that before he was required to use sex-appropriate restrooms, Pine Richland was a safe and kind place. Everyone was so sweet. His comment illustrates one of the many problems with policies that permit gender dysphoric students to use opposite-sex restrooms and locker rooms. These policies teach all students that in order to be kind, sweet, compassionate, and inclusive, they must pretend that biological sex per se has no meaning relative to modesty, and they must be willing to relinquish their privacy. Sex-integrated restroom and locker room policies teach all students that students' feelings about their sex trump their actual sex in private spaces. But the school district is resisting. It has filed a lawsuit asking that the discrimination lawsuit be dismissed. Lambda Legal, an organization that fights for co-ed restrooms and locker rooms for children and teens, and that is representing the three gender dysphoric students in this lawsuit, castigates the school district for their shameful actions, suggesting that opposition to co-ed restrooms renders gender dysphoric students unable to fully participate in their education. But why does requiring gender dysphoric students to use restrooms with those whose sex they share prevent them from being able to fully participate in their education, but requiring non-gender dysphoric students, that is, normal students, to use restrooms with persons of the opposite sex doesn't prevent them from being able to fully participate in their education? Why should gender dysphoric students be permitted to use restrooms with only students whose gender identity they share, while normal students should be prohibited from using restrooms with only students whose sex they share? Juliet, that is to say Jacob's mother, Lisa Ivanko, says this about the policy. "It makes me angry. It makes me wonder what kind of Neanderthals that raise kids and think it's appropriate to go in there and start picking on a particular segment of the population and make it all about them." End quote. But why does the desire of normal students to use restrooms or locker rooms with only students whose sex they share constitute picking on a segment of the population, while demands by gender dysphoric students to use restrooms or locker rooms with only students whose gender identity they share does not constitute picking on a segment of the population? Why is it unkind to require students to use restrooms with persons of their same sex, but forcing students to use restrooms with persons of the opposite sex is a sign of kindness? If there are two wholly distinct phenomena, that is to say, biological sex, which is constituted by objective DNA, anatomy, and biology, and gender identity, which is constituted by subjective feelings and desires about one's sex, why should restrooms and locker room usage correspond to gender identity rather than objective biological sex. Juliet, that is to say Jacob Ivanko, claims that using a single occupancy unisex restroom marginalizes him. In reality, however, it is not the policy that marginalizes him. It is his decision to acquiesce to his disordered desire to be the sex he is not and can never be that marginalizes him. No one should be compelled to pretend Ivanko is what he is not. But that's exactly what the left believes should happen. Since, in the dystopian world of progressivism, subjective feelings trump all other considerations, including morality and reality, everyone must bend the knee to feelings, including even disordered, irrational, science-denying feelings. Well, let me qualify that. Not all feelings are treated equally. The feelings of modesty that boys and girls and men and women who don't want to share restrooms, locker rooms, showers, hospital rooms, and shelters with persons of the opposite sex feel mean nothing. In fact, to leftists, such feelings are Neanderthal, ignorant, and hateful, and must be eradicated.